How's it going, Sha? That well? Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. But other than that, fine.
I see your cameraless today.
Yes, it's still mayhem in the apartment. In a way where I'm like, I can't even begin to figure out how. All the stuff from last week, plus work in the street, which
okay.
was no good because where I was sitting is next to the window. And though there are curtains that are pretty thick, they are not thick enough. So now I'm kind of just praying that my neighbors don't get a wild hair and decide to work on something behind the house because I am now by that window. So, but I don't think they'll be awake for another hour or so. If they're not up now, they're not going to be up for a minute. They are either up at 6 a.m. or they are up at noon.
No middle ground.
No middle ground.
Oh, man. We got shit to do or we resting? Either right. Or.
Yes. Yeah. That's I mean, it. Someone's up because I ordered something from Sephora and got an email at 8:39 a.m.
Okay.
It was delivered and a picture of it in front of my neighbor's door right upstairs. So I hobbled upstairs and it was already gone. And either somebody on the street took it, even they are still kind of napping at 8:39 a.m. Or my neighbor was up enough, saw something in their Ring camera and was like, let me go ahead and grab that.
Yeah.
Is usually what happens. So,
yo, shouts to the early bird criminals out there, yo.
Yeah.
Folk, man.
Oh, they're
going out there and getting it.
Cat food and two different types of mascara. I see you.
Well, those are necessities. Why not?
I'm,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, just if you did steal it, just bring me the serum. I don't care about the mascara. I don't care about the eyeshadow, but the serum, I need that for my face. The rest of it you can have.
I mean, you've been trying to spread the word on it, if anything. This is just how you do it, you know?
Yeah, I can't wait to see the thieves that have ravishing eyelashes. Yes.
I'm glad you're surviving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Admittedly, I get that it's barely, but it still counts.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know. How was your, I don't even know if this is one of the stories because I am never with it. How was your eclipse?
So.
Uh-oh.
Gabby was a little annoyed at how little everything last week affected me. I went downstairs to edit a video, came out, the eclipse already happened.
Okay.
Missed it completely.
Wow.
And right. This was after, she had been telling me about an eclipse coming for, I feel like, weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then B, this was following the earthquake thing. Where,
right.
Like, so this was my earthquake experience.
Okay.
I stayed up till 9 in the morning the day before.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of work I was getting done. I was really in the zone, but I was exhausted. It had to get done. It got done.
Mm-hmm.
Went to bed, 9 o'clock. Gabby gets up at like 9:30. So she's like, you can rest. You got the room to yourself. I wake up, I want to say at like 1:30, 2 in the afternoon. That's not a long nap.
Right.
But it's enough to recover. I would consider that a night's worth of sleep. A short mm-hmm. night, but a night's worth of sleep. I just happen to get it during the day. I cannot tell you how rested I felt, Sha.
Uh-huh.
Like, I came out 5 hours in. Might be the most I've ever felt recharged in years. Solid decade. Best sleep I got.
Okay.
And Gabby was like, you know, yo, you didn't feel it? And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, you know, like, there was an earthquake. Yeah, I saw. And I think she's fucking with me.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I think she's fucking with me is because I was about to tell her, and she knows this, and she's the only person that knows this, Mm-hmm. The last time I felt this rested, we happened to also have an earthquake.
No, stop.
Dead ass. In 2011, we had like two like young ass babies. I was working crazy hours at Frito. Gabby said, I'm going to take the kids. It's your day off. Sleep in till whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And she came home rushing, assuming something was wrong with the house because we had an earthquake. Best sleep I had in the 3 years of marriage up until that point. Only matched by what I got 12 years later in this earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking she's like being like, haha, yeah, last time you said it, there was an earthquake. So maybe that's what like, that's what it, but like, no, for real, there's an earthquake. I've caught great naps. I love earthquakes right now. I sleep incredibly well through them. I hope they keep happening. 4 to 6.5 seems to be like the pocket for me to sleep well.
I don't even.
I don't know how you set that setting on Earth.
Yeah,
but
I don't
like
think
keep
you
it
do.
Going.
I don't think you do.
But I've given this thought. I feel like an earthquake somewhere on the East Coast affects a 300-pound New Yorker the way that, like, a mom rocking a baby does, you know?
Oh, my God.
That's what it felt like to me. Like, I felt so comforted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I still, like, it's been a week now since the earthquake. I still look fondly back at that nap. Like, man,
wow.
That was great, yo. That was really beautiful. So, yeah, all that's to say is that, like, I missed the eclipse. I missed the earthquake.
Wow.
Gabby wasn't thrilled with my, like, lack of awareness of the world. She's concerned that, like, if we ever get robbed, that, like, it's going to take way too much for me to wake up.
That's a very valid concern.
Yeah, that's fair, you know?
Like, the biggest tool in her arsenal against, a break-in is literally knocked out of sleep.
Straight up. She's like, I seen you defend us when you up, but man, if you sleeping, whoo, it's
yeah,
going to be a problem.
A yeah, everybody else in the house needs to have a mag light flashlight by their bed. That's the only way.
Real talk.
That's the only way.
I told her, I was like, yo, just you know, keep the doors locked. The banging will get to me, but like, I need that time, you know. Once I'm sleeping, I'm sleeping.
That's insane. I will say that I also did not feel the earthquake.
That's what I'm talking about, Shai.
But I was in physical therapy. I was literally exercising. I did not feel it. I was doing my clamshells, which for those who are able-bodied and don't know how it goes in physical therapy, that's when you're laying on your side and your knees are bent and you're lifting one knee up, you know, so that your bent knees look like a clamshell opening and closing.
Okay.
Right. But their little twist is they put a big old rubber band around my knees.
Oh.
So there's resistance. So I'm working against this rubber band to open and close my legs. It's to strengthen something or other. I think like my hip muscles.
Yeah. I see NBA players do that.
Yeah. So that's, you know, since I could do that without the rubber band, but there's no resistance. So there's no way to, and I'm not fully on like all my weight on my injured foot yet. We got to add a little weight, a little resistance, some shit. I don't know. I don't be paying attention to them. I just do what they tell me to do. So I was in the middle of those. So I got to do 3 sets of 10 on both sides. And, you know, the first set is fine. The second set halfway through suddenly becomes hard. And then the third set is like, why am I doing this to myself? On both sides. So I think I was doing that. That's what I was doing. And I had just come off of like leg lifts and side leg lifts and, you know, doing that and then struggling to get that rubber band off. And as I'm getting this band off of me, the therapy tech who's working with me, I hear them talking. I hear all the techs off to the side talking about an earthquake and blah, blah, blah. And I thought that something happened in the news. I know that there was one, there was recently a big one in Taiwan.
Okay.
Like a 7.8 or some shit like that. Like a building tilted, like real bad. And I believe usually when ones happen over there, they start a whole, they can start a tsunami and then all of that stuff, you know, it affects everything. So I heard them talking earthquake and I thought they were talking that a week later, Taiwan was still getting aftershocks or something like that.
Wow. Okay. I hope y'all doing all right out there. Real talk.
Yeah. Real talk. Cause it looked real bad. And you know, when one is that bad, it's not unheard of to have like a week's worth of aftershocks. So that's what I thought they were talking about. And then as I'm coming out of the clamshell fog, I realize they're talking about an earthquake that must have happened near us, like near the, you know, northeast or something. But I still figured they must have meant like in the middle of the night. And I'm like, who's awake to feel that? So I'm not really paying any attention to him. So the therapy tech comes over and he's like, did you feel that? And I'm like in my calf muscles? Because I think he's talking, I think he's talking clamshells. And he's like, nah, like did you feel the earthquake? And I'm like, earthquake? Nah, I ain't feel no earthquake. What are you talking about? And he's like, there was an earthquake. I was like, when was there an earthquake? He was like, just now. And I went, oh, there was? Now all the techs are looking and listening to us. And he's like, you didn't feel it? I was like, I did not. I did not feel that. And he's like, you didn't feel the shaking. And I'm like, bruh, I broke my ankle. Everything's been shaky for the past 3 months. My whole world is unstable right now. What's an earthquake? What's an earthquake? You know, I'm not gonna feel that. But yeah, I mean, I just missed it completely. And then I found out later there were aftershocks. Like an hour or so later, there was an aftershock.
Really? Look at that.
Yeah, and I was like, okay. I thought about that. And I'm like, maybe I felt that, but I definitely thought it was a truck if that was what was happening. But I still kind of hold firm to a truck. I think it was a truck. I got my hair cut immediately after physical therapy and I walked in the barbershop like, hey, y'all feel that? And it's nothing but old men. And they're all like, now the ones we were sitting down, we felt it. But, you know, the barber is standing up and the barbers are like, nah, we ain't feel nothing. And I'm like, well, that's good. I guess.
Dude's like, do you see the line I just did on this guy?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, well, if there's anyone I want to be steady in here, I think it's the guy with the razor in his hand. So,
I don't know. I didn't get the hype. I thought everything was fine. But you know, if you felt it, you felt it. You know, yeah. I ain't gonna deny your truth.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you see the world. You know,
the eclipse was okay. I was at work. Most of my coworkers went to the roof of the building, which is not a place that you are normally allowed to go. but they all went up there with their very dark glasses. And I just went, no, I'm not taking this bad ankle to the top of a building with no railing. I don't need to fall on Bleecker Street. I can just trip on Bleecker Street on my lunch break. I don't need to do all of this. But I was watching this band. Vampire Weekend was doing a concert in Austin, Texas, which was supposed to get like total coverage in Texas. Okay. So they did a live concert because they had a record come out last week. And they timed it so that halfway through the concert is when the eclipse would happen, and they were live streaming it. And so I was watching that on my phone. I had that playing on my phone. So I watched it go completely black.
Whoa.
And that shit looked scary because it looked like night. At some point I was like, oh, okay, it's getting dark. Oh, it's moving quickly. It's getting dark. Oh, it's dark. Look, all the street lights came on. Oh, it's darker. Wait, how is it darker? And it got black. And I read some reports. People were like, the wind was cold. Like it was, yeah, no, thank you. Mm-mm. No, I don't need that. I don't need that.
Yeah, I didn't know you could plan for them like that. I just Googled it right now. The next total eclipse in the U.S. Let's see. You could catch a glimpse of one in March 30th of 2033, but that's going to be more over Russia. The next one in the in the U.S. itself will be August 22nd, 2044.
Okay.
But it'll only cover most of North Dakota and Montana. Mm. For the other states, it'll be August 12th of 2045.
Right, yeah. I mean, there was just one that happened like 2017 or something. And we weren't really in the... We didn't get much of it. We probably got like half coverage or something like that.
Yeah.
And that when that happened, my sister was visiting me and we came up out of the subway and it had started. And so all the shadows were like half covered, little half moons on the ground.
Right.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's neat. And my sister was like, I don't like that. So you can look at it either way, but this was like the closest. A number of coworkers, the ones who weren't in the office, were not in the office because they went to upstate New York to see it. Like, clear, like upstate New York got total.
Yeah,
it went all the way like through Texas, all the way up to Canada or something like that. But the last one, like in 2017, was like in the Carolinas or something like that. So.
Huh.
Yeah, a lot of people went south to see it, but I'm good. I'm not going to move too much for it.
Shalay went out recording a live comedy album during the next eclipse.
I'm not.
August 12th, 2045.
No, not at all.
Catch us in Kansas.
This is a rough time. I mean, look, it's Mercury retrograde. There was an earthquake. Now there's a total eclipse. You know what I mean? And then the following day, it was 76 degrees.
y'all need this.
I'm good. I am fine in my bunker. I'm not. I am reluctantly going places right now.
Every social media account related to us or me is just people telling me all last week, yo, Sha, I've been trying to tell you, Gaspar.
Yo, yeah, get all the instant ramen you need to get and bottled water and a hot plate and just wait it out.
Oh, man, let's get to the news.
All righty.
Kicking it off. We have, let's see, the, related to the eclipse, inside eclipse sickness. Many are claiming to be plagued by weird feelings, headaches, and insomnia. They're feeling a total eclipse of their health. Ha ha. Shout out to New York Post with these. excitement isn't the only feeling in the air ahead of the earlier solar eclipse. Many concerned social media users are claiming that the cosmic overlap was causing them to suffer eclipse sickness with symptoms like insomnia, headaches, and even wonky menstrual cycles. These allegations of somatic foreshadowing surfaced in the week leading up to the celestial event, which will soon see the moon shroud the sun, as we just discussed. Needless to say, concerned parties accused of the pending totality of putting their health in retrograde. Any of you experiencing a headache because of the solar eclipse? A lot of others were asking us throughout social media. Did you didn't feel it at all, right?
No, but I mean, I haven't had a menstrual cycle since nigh on 3 years. Yeah, I'm out of that demo. So, but I'm not going to discount it because, you know, moons and tides and all that shit, I think it does affect the body.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there are people who are probably very attuned to their body who are just like, I don't feel right. But I also think a lot of folks probably just didn't want to go into work, which is fine. That's also, rough. You don't want to go in. You want to say it's the eclipse. That's cool. I know a lot of people, you know, were planning to go and look at it. But a lot of people were not saying this is not the move. Like spiritually, like your energy, all kinds of just folks who are like, don't. I'm not looking at the eclipse because that I saw one tweet where a guy was like, I feel like there is a relationship between the sun and the moon and that they only cross like a couple of times a year because we had a lunar eclipse like a few weeks ago. They always come in pairs.
OK.
Yeah. And I've watched lunar eclipses because they won't burn your eyes if you look at them right away. So I'm like, whatever. But like, so there's a relationship between the sun and the moon, and maybe we shouldn't be watching them catch up with each other.
Word up, yo.
I'm like, hey, sure. Okay. Whatever. That sounds good to me. So yeah. And I mean, what's happening outside can definitely affect the body. So I don't doubt it. I mean, I think the New York Post is probably like, look at these wackadoos. You know, but I would not doubt that menstrual cycles are a little extra. Yeah. Anyway, right now, they're probably a little extra. I'm not saying everybody got synced, but I'm just saying, you know, it's probably a tough time. Drink more water.
Word up.
Just drink more water also will take care of the headache, maybe.
I was going to say, like, troops correspondence, if this happened to you, reach out. But I feel weird making that request. So,
yeah, you don't have to tell.
If you felt this in your menses, let us know.
Yeah, you don't have to. Maybe if you just had a headache or felt like a weird premonition-y type of thing, you could tell us that part. But as far as you and your uterus and your ovaries, that's y'all's business.
Real talk. It's okay. If yeah. you want to share, I'm not saying I'm not going to read it. But I'm not. I feel weird requesting it. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. you can send it to me. It's been a long time since I've had to think about that kind of stuff. So come on, let me see hey, what's man. Happening in these streets.
Real talk.
And I'll tell you,
if like your testicles were even, you know, yes, let us
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely,
one is supposed to hang lower than the other. If they were like regular, like eyeing up each other, you know what I mean? Let me know.
Right, and I'll let you know. For those with menopause, I mean, I kind of felt nothing.
Oh, what if that is this what happens?
What?
Right, like that once every few years, mm-hmm. the moon, mm-hmm. the smaller one, blocks out the sun. Uh-huh. What if that's what's happening with our stuff?
You mean you know like I mean? With the smaller testicle blocking out the larger testicle? Yeah, is that yo. How you got there?
Straight up. Once every couple years, he feel a little big, you know what I mean? He like took a disproportionate amount of the salt. Now he's retaining more water.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean? He feeling froggy. You know what I mean? That's it. Yo.
I'm good. You know what? I will defer to you on that because I truly don't know how y'all live with those things. So, that is highly possible.
Admittedly, I don't see them as much as I'm supposed to. Like they're, you know, like I'm cognizant they exist. They're on me, but they're always right. covered. So like, I don't know their day to day. Like, I don't know what's happening in there like that, but, you know,
I'll check in on them today. Yeah. You know, like, take a mirror down there. See what's happening.
Real talk. They don't journal. Like I can't read, you know, like how they're doing, but, I should do that more. Real talk.
Yeah. You definitely should. Everybody take a hand mirror to the bottom. Take a hand mirror to the underparts there and check on them. See how they looking. You got it. I really think you should. Just to make sure everything is where you left it.
The news. Millennials and Gen Z's trendy new splurge. Groceries. Yeah. That's right. Splurging once meant spending money on buzzy restaurants, expensive vacations, or designer clothes. These days, what's considered splurge-worthy falls into a more humble category. Groceries are shaping up to be a top spending priority for younger generations. This is according to McKinsey and Company's recent survey, which asked 4,000 people from baby boomers to Gen Zs about the categories they intend to splurge on this year. Groceries ranked the highest for millennials and Gen Zers, outpacing restaurants, bars, travel, beauty, personal care, apparel, and fitness. Millennials are also becoming parents, which means they spend more on themselves, their partners, and their children. It's notable as a shift from 2018, when older generations like baby boomers and Gen Xers still spent more on groceries than millennials. Gen Z, meanwhile, said they often choose high-quality snacks and beverages, which makes for an expensive grocery bill. One 23-year-old, as an example, told the Business Insider that by text that he spends $130 a week on groceries, $130 for groceries for a week and a half, and he splurges on fancy sodas and drinks, random snacks at Trader Joe's, which account for the bulk of the bill. He also spent $35 on protein bars.
Yeah, so they ain't cooking. So they just buying expensive snacks.
Real talk.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, I just assume that they would. I mean, I guess this is. Okay, so here's the problem I think I have with this. Is the reporting like this is wild news that young people are buying groceries? And I'm like, I mean, they were going to have to eventually, right? I mean, they probably moved out. And they were going to have to get food. And I imagine they might need to use all of those fancy pots and pans that they bought during the shutdown. Right?
Right.
Like everyone bought some wild, you know, orange Dutch oven. And they got the fucking air fryers and Instapots and all these other things. And they started making bread. And I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody just started cooking and then they went back out into the streets, but they still got these things. Maybe they, you know, want to use those things. That's possible, because I'm not seeing any Dutch ovens in the thrift stores where people have given those up. So they're still in houses for right now. But also snacks and stuff, that tracks also.
Yeah.
Because snacks are hella expensive, whatever they're buying. Because I guarantee they're not getting Pringles. They're getting some other kind of, you know, pressed, I don't know, some sort of pressed wood chip or some shit. I don't know. Do you remember the press? I think it's still going, the pressed juice phase.
I remember hearing those words a lot, and I felt embarrassed that I didn't know what it meant. So I've never had it. Or if I did, I didn't know what I was drinking.
It's juice. It's just juice.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, they say it's pressed juice.
Like, but what are they pressing it against?
That's what I'm trying to understand. I guess instead of squeezing, they're pressing. I don't know if that's less stressful for the apple or what, but I've had pressed apple juice and I'm like, yeah, this is just apple juice. And they're like, no, it's pressed. See, we press it all down, I guess. We compress it and then we get the juice. And I'm like, yeah, I know, I had a juicer.
So I got you.
Okay.
A cold pressed juice is made with a hydraulic press that uses thousands of pounds of pressure to extract the amount of liquid from fresh fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. No additional heat or oxygen is used in the process, meaning that no nutrients are lost in the heat of traditional pasteurization. That's what it's supposed to
be. So it's juice that you have to keep refrigerated?
I guess so, yeah.
Well, then it's just juice. I don't know. Maybe, okay. Maybe I don't know what we're doing. Is it not just juice? Are we just keeping our juice on counters? I don't understand.
Oh, it's cold? Yeah. It's supposed to always be
cold. It's always cold. Maybe I don't get it. But I certainly don't understand why I got to pay an extra $2 because y'all are like rubbing up against, y'all are pressing up on this carrot. I don't like, and again, this could be, maybe this is a generational thing. I grew up with a juicer. And when I say I grew up with a juicer, I mean, my parents bought this hardcore juicer. I think the company name was actually Acme, like Looney Tunes style, an Acme juicer that's made out of like stainless steel, perhaps. And it, you know, it had filters. It's got blades. You take it apart, you clean it. And it had filters to kind of filter out stuff. But they stopped making those filters probably in 76. Here's the thing. For as long as I can remember, I have seen this juicer. I believe my parents bought the juicer between my birth and my sister's birth. So this juicer has been in our family longer than my sister has.
Yo, that's quality.
And my dad made juice all the time, right? Apples, carrots, heavy on the carrots. And just, so I grew up with like that, you put the slices in and you press it down and juice is made. So because that's how I saw juice being made as a kid, I'm assuming that's how you make juice, right?
Okay.
So when I'm buying juice from the store, I'm like, I'm sure there are machines, bigger machines doing something. And I'm sure they got some machines clearing it out so it looks clear and doesn't have as much like, you know, fibers from the fruit. But for the most part, you're squeezing these fucking fruit, right? For the juice.
Right.
So that's why when they're like breast juice, I'm like, what? And I look behind the counter. I'm like, it's just a juicer. Am I going nuts? Maybe I'm going nuts. It's not like a smoothie. It's a juicer. What?
Straight
and
up, B.
So, but they're just like, that'll cost you $10. And I'm like, no, it won't. I still have this juicer. We are still...
We still get fruit. The
juicer. Yeah, like what are we? So I feel like that's what Gen Z is doing.
Hey, keep doing what y'all doing. in the meantime, look out for new War Report juice massagers. You know what I mean? Next step in the process, okay? We don't want to stress out these fruits at all. Mm-mm. Okay, we're gonna gently rub them until the juice comes out. If they don't want to come out, we're gonna let it stay in the fruit. You're gonna get just cups of fruits, you know?
Just as much juice as the fruit wants to. You got to roll up. It across the, you know, that's what you do with like a, when you got to juice a lemon or an orange, you roll it across it to loosen it up a little bit.
That's it.
Anyway, you're gonna get pulp with me, so you better be okay with that. There's gonna be pulp.
Real talk, yo. Full pieces in that joint, yo. Every time I make Gabby a smoothie, there's like a chunk of banana. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you, okay? That's what a ninja gave up, all right? Right there. You blended 3/4 of that, okay? That's what you get. It's decorative now.
Yes, exactly. Just a slice of banana poking out of the top.
In other news, what is this? Chechnya bans all music deemed too fast or too slow. What? That's right. Authorities in the Russian Republic of, I'm probably mispronouncing it.
No, Chechnya.
Oh, Chechnya. Okay.
Yeah.
Have announced a ban on music they consider too fast or too slow. The Minister of Culture, Musa Dadayev, announced the decision to limit all musical, vocal, and choreographed compositions to a tempo range of 80 and 116 beats per minute, BPMs for the musically inclined. At a meeting on Friday, the Russian state's new agency TASS reported, I have announced that the final decision agreed with the head of the Chechen Republic, Ramzan Akhmatovich Kadyrov, that from now on, all musical, vocal, and choreographed works must correspond to a tempo of 80 to 116 BPMs. Under the directive, the region now ensures that Chechen musical and dance creations align with the Chechen mentality and musical rhythm, aiming to bring to the people and to the future of our children the cultural heritage of the Chechenian people. The ban will mean that many songs and musical styles, such as pop and techno, will be banned. Chechnya sits in the North Caucasus, I think I said that right, region between
Oh yeah, caucus. Yeah, like Caucasians. Yeah, yeah, like Rufat Agayev's joke.
Oh yeah, boom! Word. Shouts to Rufat.
The homie Rufat. Look him up.
Real talk. Between the Caspian Sea and the Black Sea, it is an almost entirely Muslim republic, which includes parts of Russia's border with Georgia. In early 2017, the UN human rights experts urged authorities to investigate allegations that gay men were being targeted and detained, and local media reported that some had been murdered for their sexuality. This article took a weird pivot.
Yeah, okay, wait, stop, hold on. What?
Whoa.
Huh? How did we get here?
Yeah. I swear I only skipped one paragraph.
Okay.
There have also been reports of waves of violence against gay men.
Right, yeah. They are not, they don't like that so much there. And so they say it's the music?
I hope not. Like,
no. No, this is just another story about Chechnya they threw in there.
Yo, Chechnya, y'all need PR. These are the only two articles, 22 topics in one article. They felt like, listen, we got to put this together to get to the word count.
It's like they lured you in with stories about the beats per minute allowed, and then they were like, oh, also there have been waves of violence against gay men. And then they go in depth with that. And I'm like, yo, please stop. I mean, over there, y'all stop it. And then also article, please stop.
Yo, real talk, that pivot was strong, B. My goodness.
Anywho, I was, while you were reading that, I was doing a little research to find out what our range was between 80 beats per minute and 116 beats per minute, right?
Okay.
So I found a playlist of 80 BPM songs, and that would be, I mean, oh Lord. Okay. 80 beats per minute. You're looking at Hotel California.
Okay. Okay.
Or Beat It by Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Or Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper, or Stay With Me by Sam Smith. If this helps, I'm trying to cover all of the bases here. Let's see. What else?
I got a top 10 90s rap list.
For
we got
what?
Songs between 80 and 100. We got Monifa, I Miss You, Heavy D, Big Daddy, LL Cool J, Hey Lover, Naughty by Nature's Mourn You Too, I Join You, Brandy's I Want to Be Down Remix, Craig Max, Flavor in Your Air, 10 Crack Commandments.
Okay, so nothing fast. Nothing fast. None of the fast ones. So now I'm looking for a list of, like, what are the 116. Okay, here we go. Let's see what that might look like. I think it looks like it's going to be a soft workout.
Right.
Not a lot.
Outcast, yeah. Bombs Over Baghdad is at 154.
Yeah, no, I know that. I'm like, that's nowhere near that. The whole country will revolt if they do that. That's interesting that they're worried about getting any faster than that. Highway to Hell is like 116 BPMs by AC/DC, if that helps you guys.
Okay. Would Hey Ya be 80 or 160?
What, Hey Ya?
Yeah, like by Outkast.
That feels fast.
Right? So they would do 160 on that?
What do you mean? What does it say?
It's an 80 BPM song, but like you can also like program it to 160.
The acoustic version of it is 80 or something. What do you?
I figure like the second half is like double time, so like it, like there's parts of the song that's 80, and then song that's 160.
That's just the song. I mean, it depends on where your beats fall, right?
Yeah,
where you decide your one is versus. Do you know what I mean? Like your time signature.
Right, but like 80 and 160 are just doubles of each other.
Right,
so like,
exactly. So it depends on what you are choosing to clap to, right? So when you're clapping to Hey Ya, are you clapping
to the 80
to the 80 or the 160? Oh boy, this is what's going to slow us up, honestly. We are going to be stuck here.
That's what I'm saying. Like at 80, this song fits the culture of this country.
But the feel of it is 160. That's not, I think I would count that as 160. I don't see anyone trying to kind of sway slowly to Hey Ya unless they attempted to do a fast move first. I don't know. That just seems. See, the thing is, there are a bunch of, the thing is, first of all, they're not even, I'm pretty sure in Russia, they're not even considering songs that also could be counted in its double time, because like, I'm pretty sure like Timbaland and Missy ain't really popping over there like that. You know what I mean?
Up jumps the like, boogie and yeah, crazy like, over there.
Like Pony would, one in a million would fuck up that whole region. You don't know what to do with it. So, okay. So Get Lucky by Daft Punk is 116.
Oh, if that just helps. Missed the cuts, right? Yeah.
No, I mean, that's the top. That's it. Like it's between 80 and 116. So that's the fastest anything could go. Huh?
Yeah. So it would still fit into their playlist.
Yeah. So like a chill disco. So that's what they could do, like a kind of a chilled disco, a very chilled disco, I think is what is as fast as they can go over there.
Okay.
But it also, I feel like it also just depends on the vibe of the song, right?
Yeah. Like, my biggest issue is like, what's your Make Love playlist? Like you got, everything is, That's a weird specific pocket. Like not everybody pumps at this. You know what
you
I mean?
Have to.
Now you have to.
Government says you have to. Big Brother says I can only fuck at this speed. You could be, I mean, I think 116, I guess, would be fine. I think 116 is probably gonna be okay. I mean, if you're going slower than that, then, I mean, I'm probably looking at something on my phone, but 116 might be okay. I'm still looking at songs that are 116.
I'm trying to remember my rhythms.
Well, your rhythm, I mean, we already discussed your Sexy Time playlist, and it has, like, oh, wait, Can't Knock the Hustle. What's the beat?
Yeah, like, I think I'm in this pocket.
I think you might be fine.
Real talk, I think I'm good.
They weren't. But you can't, like all of Luke's got, of Two Live Crew, you can count all that out. All Miami bass is gone.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not that, like, I can't work with this. It's just that, like, you know, like, the playlist is like a crescendo. Like, it got different zones. You can just start out at 95, you know?
Yeah. No, you can do it. I think you can build one. A case could be made.
I can't knock the hustle with 95 BPMs. I'm good. Yeah. Be out here, baby.
Oh, boy.
Let's do it. Let's do this.
Oh, man. Also at 116, I just want to throw this out. You've Got a Friend in Me by Randy Newman. So, you know, there's range.
There you go.
There's rain.
Look at that. We can survive out there. We'd be good. We can make some bangers. That'd be a good playlist.
If you try to have sex to me with You've Got a Friend in Me by Randy Newman playing, I hope you're okay with the additional soundtrack of Uncontrollable Laughter. I will be laughing so hard. That really, I'm not even aroused anymore, so you should probably stop, because I am doubled over in laughter.
Oh man.
Also 116, Ice Ice Baby. I really have hit onto a playlist here.
Yo, that's just kind of hard, I was gonna say.
Those are right next to each other on this playlist, man.
In other news, thousands of free coloring pages now available from museums and libraries. That's right. New York Academy of Medicine Library started to color our collections in 2016, which provides people with the opportunity to color in masterful artwork all for free. In February of this year, they decided to release coloring page selections, allowing people to print them print and color images from 93 libraries and museums. This provides people with the chance to not only see collections that are normally in storage or not accessible by the public, but also to reimagine them as they see fit. Some of the most exciting pages on the list this year were taken from the Harley Davidson Archives, the National Library of Medicine, and Stanford University Libraries. The images vary from retro advertisements to sketches of fantasy creatures and nearly everything in between. No matter what style of coloring you prefer, you will probably be able to find something unique that speaks to you.
All right, let me ask you. When someone sent this to you, did they say, make sure Shalewa sees this? Did they?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
But I think we've spoken about coloring enough that they're like, yeah, this connects with them.
Okay, all
you
right.
You know what I mean? They know us.
Yeah, I was just wondering, because I did not realize that this was a thing, and I am absolutely going to print out stuff and color.
Yeah,
that, like,
real talk, I got excited.
Sure. Yeah, that's kind of great. Although, I mean, I can't draw, but I got opinions on color combinations, so I can do that. This is very cool, especially if anyone out there is stressed out, one, and two, has access to a printer. And
yo,
absolutely get this done.
The world is your oyster now, bro.
Yeah,
let's do this. I'm gonna make I don't know why I've always wanted to like color Van Gogh black. I just needed
a moment to process what you just said.
I've always wanted to do it. I don't know what was restricting that possibility. I feel like that wouldn't have been hard to figure out in general, but like this freed me to do it.
Okay.
But I've had this thought for years. I've wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. You know, we're going to get black Van Gogh. I'm going to share the picture when it's done.
Yeah, no, I want to see that. I would like to see that. How are your coloring skills?
Rudimentary, admittedly.
Okay.
But I'm excited because I got more options now. I get to practice regularly.
Okay, hold on. So when you used to color on the regular in school.
Yeah, I was nice back then. Like, I could draw and all of that.
Okay, so were you one of those people who, you know how they give you the picture and you're supposed to color? There were the kids who colored just fine. They got it, you know, for the most part within the lines. It's a good look. Or were you one of the ones who outlined the black lines with the color that you were going to do for that section and then color inside? Like, did you do a hard outline and then color in?
Yes, if that's what I felt the picture needed.
Okay.
Because I liked making the colorings look like movie scenes.
Okay. So
I would try to make like one side like more shadow.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Did you add stuff to the behind it, like to the blank space behind
it? Yeah, like I would add other details first. I would like, whenever I got coloring pages, I would draw more and then I would color in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, now I'm very excited to see your black Van Gogh.
Good talk, yo. It's going down, yo. It's going. He's going to look like a Dominican baseball player.
Oh,
it's going to be fire.
Great. Throw another one on there. Just another. Just like, I want you to do it. I want you to post it. I want you, when you post it, just say, was Van Gogh Dominican? And then just let the internet do what it do. They will definitely find some sort of proof that Van Gogh was indeed Dominican.
Real talk, yo. I've been making this argument for years in my head to nobody. You know?
let the internet back you up. You don't have to be alone.
Real talk,
there are plenty of people who will back you up on that.
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be a controversy. But yeah, color. Everyone should color. It's great. It's stress relief. It's a fantastic hobby. You know, it's a cool way to get into art. You know what I mean? We should all do it. I'm into it.
Yeah, I'm into this. This is great.
Finally, a former University of Iowa hospital employee used a fake ID for 35 years. That's right. A former University of Iowa hospital employee pleaded guilty on Monday to federal charges that he had been living under another man's identity since 1988, causing the other man to be falsely imprisoned for identity theft and then sent to a mental hospital. Whoa. Matthew David Cairns, 58, was convicted of one count of false statement to the National Credit Union, punishable by up to 30 years in federal prison, and one count of aggravated identity theft, punishable by up to 2 years in federal prison. That seems like weird. that seems too skewed one way. Okay. Kieran's worked as a system architect in the hospital's IT department from June 28th, 2013 to July 20th, 2023, when he was terminated for misconduct related to the identity theft investigation. Although a news release from the U.S. Attorney's Office states that Kieran was the admin, the hospital representative said that he was not a senior leader in the organization. They're trying to separate themselves. I respect that. Kieran's worked at the hospital under the name William Donald Woods, an alias that he had been using since 1988 when he worked with the real William Woods at a hot dog cart in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Kieran used Woods' identity in every aspect of his life, including obtaining employment, insurance, official documents, even paying taxes under the name, according to a plea agreement signed by Kieran's. In 1990, he obtained a fraudulent Colorado ID with Woods' name and birthday. He used the ID to get a job at a fast food restaurant and to get a Colorado bank account. He bought a car for $600 in 1991 using Woods' name with two $300 checks that bounced. He drove the stolen car to Idaho, where it broke down and he abandoned it. He withdrew all his money from the bank account using an ATM in Idaho and left the state. An arrest warrant was issued for Woods in Colorado because of the stolen car, though the documents don't indicate whether Woods was arrested at the time. It also wasn't the first time that he had stolen a car. When he was 16, he stole a car after running away from his adoptive parents in San Francisco. He was arrested that time in Oregon under his own name that time, but he never appeared in court.
Wait, hold on. I read ahead because I am so concerned about the guy who's really the person.
Yeah.
Right? So I read ahead to find out what happened. And this article, though not super long, is definitely a movie. Someone is writing this right now.
Word up.
Because, okay. So, let's see what happened here. Hold on. Okay, so he stole dude's identity, right? In 2019, the real William Woods was homeless living in LA. He went to a branch of a national bank and explained that he recently discovered someone was using his credit and accumulated a lot of debt. He didn't want to pay the debt. He asked to know the account numbers so that he could close them. He gave the bank employee his real social security card and an authentic California ID, which matched what the bank had on file, but they then asked him security questions, which he wasn't able to answer. So then the bank called the number that was connected to the accounts and got the fake one who answered the security questions right, because he said them, and then said no one else in California should have access to his accounts. So then... So the real Woods was arrested and charged with identity theft and false impersonation under a misspelling of the fake one's name. But because the real Woods continued to insist that he was William Woods and not Matthew Kieran's, a judge in 2020 said that he wasn't mentally competent to stand trial, and he was sent to a mental hospital in California.
Oh, where
he
God.
Received psychotropic medicine and other mental health treatment. In March of 2021, he pleaded no contest to identity theft charges, meaning he accepted the conviction but did not admit guilt. He was sentenced to 2 years imprisonment with the credit for the 2 years he already spent in the county jail in the hospital and was released. He was ordered to pay $400 in fines and to stop using the name William Woods.
Yo!
Which is his name! So he continued to attempt to regain his identity by filing customer disputes with financial organizations. He reached out to law enforcement and he discovered where the fake one was working. And in January of 2023, he reached out to the University of Iowa's Hospital Security Department and let them know. So they decided to investigate it. And then in opening up an investigation, they found the biological father listed on Woods' birth certificate, which both Woods and Karen sent him an official copy of. So the fake one somehow got a copy of the real one's birth certificate. Then they tested the father's DNA against the DNA and found out that the real one was the real one. And so when they interviewed the fake one, they asked him what his father's name was, and the fake one accidentally gave the name of his own adoptive father. And then they showed him the DNA results, and the dude responded by saying, "My life is over and everything is gone." And he then confessed to the prolonged identity theft.
Oh my God.
Yo. What?
Oh, in 94, 6 years after using the name Woods for the first time, he got married, had a child whose last name is Woods.
Look at, holy shit. That's insane.
Yo, he worked at the hospital for 10 years, making a total of over $700,000 during that time. Currently, his salary was at $140,501 a year. This dude was successfully being Woods.
Yeah. Yeah. And that guy was driven crazy because no one would believe him.
Yo.
He ended up homeless because his identity was, man, if this don't make you want to put, you know, two-part, what? Like, I don't even know. I want to take all my money and put it in a mattress.
Listen, you know, I don't like to criticize other cultures. Okay. Mm-hmm. But white people, we got to talk about how comfortable you guys are not talking to your parents. Like, yo, the disconnect that some of y'all had, you go years. I haven't seen my dad since, you know, 2017. This dude, all he had to do was find his dad, get a DNA test. But he didn't know where that guy lived anymore.
I mean, he was.
What's had to get involved?
I mean, he was in a mental hospital.
But, like, he went to, like, when this is going down, like, my dad would be one of my phone calls. Yo, Pops, you know somebody stole my name? That's crazy. Yo, yeah. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, at some point.
I guess so. But what, is his dad dead or no?
No, because they got the DNA test.
Okay.
He had to be alive.
I mean, I think the issue here is that the fake one had his birth certificate. So he probably was like, look, I have my birth certificate. And they were like, yeah, we already have that. Because you don't think, when you think identity theft, you think they got your information from like a credit card,
yeah,
something, banking, blah, blah, blah. You don't think that they managed to get your birth certificate.
Yo, this dude's good, yo.
I mean, is he good or was he lucky? Because was this the only, you know what I mean? Like, this is a very successful one, but he wasn't putting up numbers. He didn't have a bunch of them. He just had this one long con.
But this is what they teach you. You know, like, really rich people are like, yo, don't diversify your investments. Really watch the one investment you make.
Okay,
yo,
all right, okay.
He made one investment, you know what I mean? If he would have kept changing names, he would have given himself more chances to trip up. He's like, nah, I'm doubling down on this one lie. Hardcore. Oh, okay. How could I not be Woods? I got a junior Woods. Mm. You know what I mean? My son is Woods. My wife is Woods. My dad is Woods.
That's fucked up. Yeah, yo. I mean, I feel like they probably should have just... I mean, he's still... I don't know. I mean, they tripped him up. I guess he, by saying his actual dad's name... It's how they tripped him up. You know? I was like, did anyone like get him drunk?
Real talk. That's some Manchurian candidate shit. Like, it just like the real word finally came out.
Oh, yo. My gosh. Mm.
And like he did this when he was young, right? Like they worked at a hot dog stand together.
Right.
Like he must have really hated his name or really loved William Woods as a name.
I wonder if it was just like, let's see. I don't know. Because part of it is, I'm like, I wonder if he's like, let's see how far this goes. But then he managed to get old dude's birth certificate. So, like, that's not a let's see how far this goes. That's like a I want to fuck this dude over. Or I'm jealous of what he seems to, I don't know.
And I think he saw William Woods and he's like, yo, that name has potential, but you're not going to live up to it. I could do it. I'm going to take your name to the heights it deserves.
I think you're putting a little too much stank on it. I don't think he's like, I'm going to live up to this. I think he's just like, cause he's already adopted, right?
Yeah.
Cause that's the name he gave of a father, was his adoptive father's name. So he probably just was like, I'm gonna build my own life. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know who my parents are. Oh, I've been adopted. I'm going to build my own life.
Oh.
And I'm going to use his name to do it. Because I'm already into this life. I bet he probably had some beef with his own adoptive dad and then was just like, fuck it, I don't want to be this guy anymore. I don't want to have the name of this guy anymore.
Oh, I'm gonna take this, that I like.
I'm going to take this guy's name and I'm going to become him instead. On some old catch me if you can shit.
If you would like to change your name at the new War Report Identity Changing Service, all you got to do is like, subscribe to the show, baby. If you're an Apple or Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. You know my new name is now Jeremy, okay?
Jeremy?
All right. I don't know. I could pull off Jeremy, I think. What up?
You think?
Jeremy. I would tell people, but like...
You're already coming up with a nickname for it. See?
Yeah, people will call me Germ. Yeah. Yo, Jeremy. Oh, wow. that's Germ. Big Germ. Big Germ. Hell
Why
yeah,
would
yo.
You want to be called Big Germ?
I'm just saying, I'm trying to be like honest. Like, there's a backstory. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, 5 stars. You love the Big Germ story. You know, you're a part of it. You've been there. You was there when I got the nickname, okay? I had a cold during camp in 5th grade. I phlegmed up. Now, here we are.
You know, terrible decision.
If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at Gastro Monte, a.k.a. Big Germ. Shout outs this week to Lori McDaniel, Brandy Spain, and Black Girl Green World. With all that said, I am the latest resident to Wisconsin, Big Germ, a.k.a. Gastro Monte. You know, with
I'm making playlists. I'm making 80 to 116 playlists. I have nothing to do with this identity theft. I will always be Shalay with Sharp. Just making my little playlist in my own little world with all my money in a coffee can in the back of my closet. All my papers, which honestly, that's where they are. They are in a coffee can in my closet.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could steal Shalewa's identity if you find the right Bustelo can, okay, somewhere in Brooklyn.
I have them tucked in a Saucony. I have 25 pairs of Sauconys. Good luck. Good luck.
Oh, man. This has been a Reinvent Yourself episode of the War Report. Catch y'all next time. Peace.